The council is a coalition between Labour and Liberal Democrats. Mrs Burt got in with a very slim majority. Do you expect to lose significant numbers of seats at the coming elections, given the coalition and what's happened with the national coalition?
Well, of course, my hope is that we will not only hold on to seats, we'll gain seats. That's of course what I hope. But equally, I'm not sort of ignorant of the difficulties we're facing. This is a very difficult time for the country. It's a challenging time for the government, and it's clearly a controversial time for the party. You know, we've been in opposition for 70 years. We're now in government, and we're in government, you know, dealing with a set of circumstances which are not of our choosing. Now, I didn't come into government to advocate cuts, but what I do know is that, you know, at the end of the day, you have to wipe the slate clean to allow our children and grandchildren to enjoy the kind of public services which we have enjoyed, which this generation has enjoyed. And you can't do that if you spend the next generation's money. And no one should be under any illusions. If we don't do anything now to deal with the crisis we've inherited for Labour, the effect will be to hang a dead weight of debt around the necks of our children and our grandchildren. And there's only one party in British politics now who wants to say to the British people at the next general election that we need more cuts, and that's Labour. Labour want to go into the next general election saying we want several more years of cuts. What we're saying is, yes, this is difficult, but it's better to get it over and done with as quickly as possible so we then can move on as a country. It's a bit like pulling off a plaster. You can either do it very, very slowly and painfully, or you try and do it a little bit more quickly to get the difficult decisions over and done with.
Talking of plasters, I think Solihull Hospital could lose its midwife-led maternity service. That's could lose its doctor-led maternity service, which is saying that began under Labour. It's looking like that's still going to happen. Should the coalition have put in place policies to prevent that happening? Because there's a lot of outcry about
this. I think what angered so many people locally, beyond the merits of the case itself, was the way it was done so kind of secretly and without any consultation, you know, under the previous administration. And what Lowley and others have quite rightly been campaigning for, quite rightly, is not only local NHS resources to be kept here, but also for a proper public consultation to be held in the first place. You know, there are constantly challenges and changes in the NHS under whichever government. The key thing, though, is to make sure that local people are properly involved.
Tony Hall, obviously campaigners both will be fighting very hard to sort of build support. I mean, do you think they'll feel resentful if they're punished for decisions that they've done to make a match?
Do you know, I think most people I kind of meet as I travel around the country, and most people I talk to on the doorstep, of course they're not happy with everything else. Of course not. It'd be naive to pretend that could be the case. But the vast, vast majority of people do accept that this government is having to take very difficult decisions, not through any fault of our own, but because of what we inherited from the previous government. And I think most people also accept that there is absolutely no sense, if you care about the long-term fairness of this country for our children and our grandchildren, for future generations, there's no sense at all just constantly delaying the pain because it's too difficult to take these difficult decisions. At some point, someone needs to wipe the slate clean to allow the country to move forward.
There'll be plenty of Liberal Democrat supporters and councillors who obviously are not very happy with the coalition and the local elections coming up. Should they be denouncing you on the doorsteps in order to maintain support?
I think what everyone should seek to do is to first explain that we've inherited this unholy mess from Labour, in which we now are, as a country, spending £400 million a day borrowing money, which is enough to build a primary school every 20 minutes. If you compare that to Solihull's annual expenditure, it's about £148 million. So we are, per day, because of Labour's mistakes, borrowing more than twice what Solihull Council spends in a year. That's the scale of the problem we've got. So I think the first people have to explain is why we're doing the things that we're having to do. Not because we want to, but because we have to.